if I had to make a choice, I wouldn't change my mind. Honey, you just better sweet it for strawberry wine.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking strawberries today. This is the Local Hero segment with Phil Corman, the Executive Director for the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. Special guests today, Ryan Voylin and Sarah Voylin from the Red Fire Farm in Granby. And a strawberry soiree is in the offing. Phil, tell us all about the Red Fire Farm before we talk to Ryan and Sarah.
As long as I've been at CESA, I've known Ryan and then Sarah. And whenever I'm thinking about a farm that is always pushing the limits, I think of Red Fire Farm. And then I think about how tired I am and how do they pull this off?
How do you pull it off, guys?
Oh, we have a really great team of crew that work with us and plan a lot.
And we do work a lot. There's no doubt about it.
You got a very big event coming up on this Saturday, the Strawberry Soiree.
Absolutely. It's the peak of our strawberry season right now. And then we had a sort of slow start from the cold, but now it's banging. Right at the beginning of the season, you get the king berries that are the biggest.
The king berry. I thought you brought apples in.
Look at that. Big ones. We did bring 10 varieties here. We're going to have probably about 15 for sampling during the Strawberry Soiree on Saturday.
I knew there were many varieties. I didn't know that there was a farm that actually attempted to grow 15 varieties. That's what I mean about exhaustion. So what happens at the soiree tomorrow?
We have organic strawberry pick your own open to everyone to come out and enjoy on the farm. In the afternoon from 2 to 5, we're running that tasting so everybody can come and sample all these types of strawberries and find their favorite. Then you can go out into the field and pick that one that you love.
And they are all labeled in the field. In fact, my thumb has still got a sore spot from putting all the packs and all the signs for every single row that says what variety is growing in each row.
You got strawberry shortcake too?
Oh, yes. Homemade strawberry shortcake with fresh whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We're going to have that. It's at our farm store in Granby, 7 Carver Street. Yeah, our picking is open at 10. At 2, we have even more things happening. There's just learn how to make awesome smoothies, live music. There's some kids' activities.
Eli Catlin's going to be playing.
Yes, he is.
Does he have strawberry songs?
I think he's getting paid in strawberries.
Now, we're going to sample a few of these. What would you recommend first?
Maybe we should go by season. So one of the concepts that we have in all things is trying to grow local, delicious stuff for as long of a season as possible. And you can do that with varieties, especially in strawberries. So let's start with
Sweet Charlie.
Sweet Charlie is our very first Sweet berry Charlie. That comes out. You want to try that one?
Yes,
right
I do.
This is a variety we grow with a special system that isn't usually used in New England that we plant in the fall, used more commonly in California. But we have been able to experiment and figure out how to make that work here in our climate as well. And by doing that, we can use these special varieties. Sweet Charlie is one of them. Camarosa and Chandler are the three that we grow with this system. In a good year, they'll start ripening by mid-May.
So instead of waiting for Father's Day, Mom gets some.
That's right.
Do you have really savvy customers that come in? I want Sweet Charlie.
We do have some of those. And
I mean, people learn by coming and doing our tastings and things like that over the years what they love the most, and then they come seeking it.
Well, I love Sweet Charlie. I can't imagine anything better than this. So what are you going to throw at me now?
Try Chandler.
Chandler?
Uh-huh.
There's one for you, Phil.
I like this pick-your-own model.
That is distinctly different from Sweet Charlie, and it's just as good.
There's textural differences. Mm-hmm. Tanginess, levels, sweetness.
What do? You just eat strawberries all day? I mean, can you live on strawberries?
You can put them with almost everything.
Speaking of which, the dinner menu, it's later on in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single item on this menu has strawberries in it.
Celebration of strawberries in any, many forms. There's green strawberries made into a chutney.
Vegan strawberry beet sausages with horseradish mayo.
Whoa. I haven't made those recently.
You've got Chef Lauren.
Cooking it up and telling us a bit about the meal, and I'll be there to explain how it comes from the farm, and we'll talk a little bit also about what strawberries won the tasting in the afternoon. Jeez. At the dinner.
Bacon wrapped radishes, Phil, with strawberry confetti pepper glaze. Huh?
Nothing to say about that.
You can't go any further than that, right?
Everything is sourced locally, too.
People order tickets for the dinner, so how do they go about doing that?
They can visit us on our website, redfirefarm.com, and we'll get you set up. Then day of, you can also get tickets if we have any left.
I have a question. I know that farm shares have started because I'm getting my farm share. And I'm wondering, do you have any, I mean, if I, you know, heard this and I wanted to sign up for a farm share, is that possible that I could do with Red Fire? And where would I be able to pick up a farm share?
Like, all our shares get free berry picking. So it's a great time to just sign right up and then you can get out in the field and get it for free. Our pickups are in Granby at the farm store where we are having the event this Saturday, in Springfield at our Forest Park Farmers Market booth.
Which is a great market.
It's a beautiful market. And Northampton outside Thorns on the Tuesday market, and at our Montague Farm on Meadow Road. We've got a lot of open farmland and great picking there too.
So four locations in three counties in the valley.
Ryan Voiland and Sarah Voiland have been our guests, the proprietors of Red Fire Farm in Granby. The strawberry soiree coming up Saturday, rain or shine, right?
It's going to be a nice day though.
I'm going to use your forecast actually, above all others. And it all starts at 10 a.m. in the morning and afternoon strawberry tastings, all family friendly.
Hopefully you can be there on Saturday, but we will continue to have strawberry season. We'll keep going for another at least two solid weeks, probably 3 weeks.
Great.
So we'll be open for pick your own as long as the berries are still ripening.
Every day. Yep.
It's been our local hero report with Phil Corman from the community involved in sustaining agriculture and Ryan and Sarah Voinan from Red Fire Farm. Have a great time at the soiree on this Saturday. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.